great. I don't know why we can't remember children's liturgy of the word. It's every time. Please don't fire me, Paul. I'm sorry. When I saw the gospel for today, I just kind of sighed a little bit and thought, another vineyard parable. Now, how many of these are there? I think this is the third week in a row we have heard about a vineyard, which is forcing me to use all my vineyard material in a month. So I'm getting running out. And not only that, but we have our first reading about vineyards and our psalm as well. And so I just had to look ahead, and thankfully I saw this is the last week about vineyards. But it is the first reading that I'm especially grateful for, because it opened my eyes to see that it is the vineyard that it is all about. Through these 3 weeks, it is the vineyard that has been the one constant in the readings. There have been different characters we hear in these parables, but the vineyard remains the same. And today in the first reading, we find out what it is that makes the vineyard the constant and most important aspect of the parables that we have been hearing for the past 3 weeks. Where we hear in the first reading the Lord say, "The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel." To translate that into today's language, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is you. You and I are the vineyard. Which, if we were to go back then and read the past gospels in this perspective, would certainly change how we would receive them. And today, if we read the readings from the perspective that we are the vineyard, the question that presents itself is, who are we letting tend to us? Who are we letting take care of us? Physically, spiritually, emotionally, even psychologically. Because we hear in the gospel of these tenants who are not taking care of the vineyard that has been leased to them. As we know, a vineyard produces fruit that is meant to be harvested and shared with others. But these tenants do not do this. They hoard the fruit and brutally attack and even kill anyone who tries to take it. If we are the vineyard, who or what are we leasing ourselves out to? For each one of us has gifts, fruit to be shared with the world, but these gifts, these fruits, can be hoarded by irresponsible tenants. Tenants who restrict our ability to share and give our harvest to others. Now, these tenants can range from a variety of things. They can range from worldly things, such as the usual money, sports, media, things not inherently bad, but can distract us from the people that come to us to receive our fruit. How many of us have had someone talking to us where we've been on our phone and we have no idea what they've even said to us? These tenants can be evil, sinful habits and actual sin that kill our relationship with God and each other. And these tenants can actually be people. If we spend our time with people who discourage us, who don't support us in our faith, if we surround ourselves with people who complain and bring us down all the time, the vineyard of our hearts will wither and bear little fruit. And so these are the marks of bad tenants. When they kill or beat up something or someone, not literally, who comes to us to receive the fruit of our vineyard. When consumption of media fills us with anxiety, or media that portrays high degrees of violence and impurity. When a sin makes us isolate ourselves, and when we hang out with people who do not bring out the best of us, but the worst of us. These are tenants who do not care for our vineyard well, and they hoard and reduce what we can give to other people. On the other hand, if, as St. Paul encouraged us to do, we lease our vineyard out, we are spending our time with whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is anything excellent, anything worthy of praise, he says, think about these things, then the God of peace will be with you, and the harvest will be abundant. Because there are those times when we wonder why we may feel lost in our faith, or why is it dull and lifeless, or why don't I feel full of life, or have much to give to people. Maybe it's because of who we are letting tend to us, tend to our vineyard, who or what we are leasing the vineyard of our heart and soul to, what are we allowing to capture our imagination. Are we spending time with people and things that are good, true, and beautiful, that builds us up, encourages us to be better, to share the gifts and talents that we have? Or are we spending time with people and things that tear us down, little by little or by big chunks, that reduce what we can give? We need to be like the owner of the vineyard and throw out all of those tenants, all of those things that keep us from bearing forth an abundant harvest. For if we do not do this, the Lord makes clear what the repercussions are, that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce fruit. We are the vineyard, but do we have a vineyard tended to by the kingdom of earth, or a vineyard tended to by the kingdom of God? The answer to that is shown forth in the fruit that we bear.